where we stick it to the man. And by man, I mean Marcus. And by stick it, I mean bacon. So how was that bacon spa wrap I signed you up for last week, buddy?
Well, it didn't do my complexion any favors, but it was very relaxing. Thank you.
Well, you're supposed to wash it off.
Oh.
Oops. Folks, on this show, we really take our meat seriously.
Actually, delicious.
Yeah, you smell great. Actually, we're just joshing. I'd never force my co-host to get body wrapped in bacon. It was brisket. On today's show, we'll be covering pheasant, it's the new rabbit, and later, the ABCs of GMOs. It'll be a busy day.
Wait. Didn't a couple shows ago we do rabbit, it's the new chicken?
Yeah, which means that there's an opening now for a new pheasant since rabbit's been promoted.
Ah.
Yes, we did, and it's good remembering skills there. So for those of those that aren't out there in their like 2,000 acre backyard every morning shooting their breakfast with a rifle, pheasant can be acquired one of two ways. Either raise them yourself with your other pet food animals, or buy them online, trimmed, cleaned, and packaged. I personally like to go out there occasionally with a big shotgun and sneak up on them, and what am I, Grizzly Amy Adams? I live in a city with rules and neighbors who think my guns are bad. Where am I going to shoot a pheasant? I don't even know where to begin to hunt these things, or anything for that matter. Is there a particular bait involved? Do I have to buy special pants? Who knows? Folks, I'm just like you, with just a little bit more time on my hands, clearly. When I want to try a new food, I either find a restaurant or buy it online and Google some recipes. I couldn't find a restaurant in town with a preparation I was willing to spend real money on, so I went to the source. I got mine from pheasant.com. They actually have that.
Nice.
McFarlane Pheasant is an online source
McFarlane.
Like Seth MacFarlane, I think, actually.
Todd MacFarlane.
Yeah, love that guy. But pheasant.com, they actually got that. They actually got that domain, which means they got it a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So they've been around. And it's .com, not .net. .net is for losers.
Or .co.
They have that?
NCO.
What's NCO?
No, CO.
Oh, CO. Okay, well, .com is still way, way better. Anybody with a .com, you know they're going to have a reasonable quality item or website.
.com.
So
it's good.
Well, they were so confident that their fowl was the best that they sent us some samples to play with, and we were really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Not just with the quality, but also the versatility of these cute little birds. They're smaller than chickens and leaner, and the meat is very mild. It's not gamey, and they have longer legs. They line up brilliantly on a spit or roasting pan, and they're easy to stuff with things. McFarlane also has breasts and airlines, which is a kind of a flattened little split guy. The breasts can be sautéed and covered with sauce and topped with some seared foie gras. Stupid governator. You can do all the same things you do with chicken, but don't be a sissy girl and make like just a pheasant chicken style salad.
I made a pheasant roast.
Well, that's actually okay. Make it special.
Yes.
Wrap it in some nice pancetta and roast it with those cute little baby vegetables. Roast some beets with rosemary. Spread some paprika-infused butter on that thing. You know, rub some funk on it. Get freaky, and more importantly, get foodie. Yeah. What are some of the other better than chicken things you would do with this awesome little birdie?
Well, what I did with my airlines is I did a chicken under a brick. So what I did was I just...
pheasant under a brick.
Pheasant under a brick.
Yeah.
Where I took the breast, the airline, which is the breast and the wing, and I seared it. And I noticed the pheasant skin itself crisps up a lot nicer than chicken skin. So it doesn't take as long to get nice and crispy, and it holds on to it a lot longer as well. So that's great.
Plus, that's all natural, and they're organic and free range, and they have their natural diet,
mm-hmm.
you know, to thank for their wonderful, full flavored skin. So instead of the normal kind of
GMO corn fed chicken skin,
weird chicken skin, yeah, it's not, it's crispy. I love it, but it's not the best.
No.
It's certainly not the best compared to a nice, crispy, all natural, gamey, fatty pheasant skin
mm-hmm.
is going to be way, way better. So any preparation you're saying that makes the skin crispy.
Yes.
Is you're going to love it.
Oh, of course,
because it's
yeah.
it's not just the meat you want.
Mm.
You really want that skin.
And you want the fats to be released from the skin to kind of soak into the breast meat, because breast meat is usually dry. Or not dry, but lean.
Yeah.
So just like rubbing something with bacon to get the bacon fat in there to get a little more fat and flavor.
It's lean and mild, and if it is dry,
mm-hmm.
you're screwed.
Yeah. The skin fat will help moisten it up, and it just works really well together.
Very, very tasty. They also had a smoked pheasant, which I tore apart and ate in a sandwich covered in melted brie and apricot preserves and arugula. It wasn't around really long enough for anyone else to really experiment with, but very smooth and smoky. What are some other things we could do with pheasant?
Well, with the smoked pheasant, the one I played with, I rubbed with mango puree and roasted it. Again, crispy skin, sweet mango, smoky flavor. And again, since the pheasant wasn't too strong, it came out really nice.
Mm. Well, I liked all their products. They had a lot of awesome things also on their website, and they gave us a whole pheasant, which we had a lot of fun playing with. Gave us some airlines, which we like to flatten and make sure that the skin is nice and super crispy, and just some really awesome au jus you can make out of the fat from that thing as it's cooking. Yeah. Like leftover stuff gets squeezed out of there. That's why pushing down on these things with something really, really hot, like a brick or like the underside of a super hot cast iron pan, is going to be not just beneficial for the crispy skin and the taste and getting it done nice and well done on both sides, but it's also good in squeezing out the juices.
Yeah.
Which you need to then cook down, add a little wine, throw some jelly in there. I don't know, whatever flavor you like. Just put it in there. Get some pineapple preserves or apricot preserves. Just throw it in there. Make it sweet. Drizzle it all over the top of that bad boy. And then that's dinner.
That's dinner.
Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, things that are best soaked in alcohol. Like me and Marcus here.
Hey.
I'm kidding. We're still talking about food.
Oh.
Or are we?
Or.
That's coming up next on Food Fight Radio. Don't nobody go nowhere.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. Hand tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
To the only food show that'll tell you booze is bad and how you can squeeze more of it into your workday. And I feel perfectly responsible telling you that the alcohol cooks off most of the time. Foods that are best soaked in alcohol is right now on Food Fight. So we were talking about this the other day, you and I, Marcus, trying to figure out what are some of the going to be like the best, awesomest things that you can soak in booze, and cherries. A big one.
Cherries was a big one. They soak up the flavor. Maraschino cherries, them dry out, and then you throw them in any alcohol, and they'll soak it right back up and still have that gummy cherry sweetness. That's a lot of fun. Kirsch is a cherry whiskey, right? No.
It's a cherry liqueur.
Cherry liqueur, thank you.
But it's delicious. You can soak a lot of stuff in that thing. I had a cake one time where the bottom layer was soaked in Kirsch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really tasty. Yeah. It had a nice ricotta in there. And,
Now, it doesn't taste like cherries, just like wine doesn't taste like grapes. But if you soak cherries in it, just so people don't go,
it's a cherry liqueur. You put cherries in it.
You put cherries in it, and it'll help bring that flavor back out. And then, that's really good.
Yeah, the traits that they share end there.
Exactly.
It does not taste like cherries. It tastes good. It
tastes good.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I just don't want people... You lied to me, Food Fight Radio.
Don't put very high-proof alcohol in something and then put it in the oven.
Correct, because then you'll have flambé.
and you could be flambéed. Don't do that. We're being responsible here, folks. Yes. We're talking about soaking things in alcohol and giving them a nice kick. Mm-hmm. You can also cook with alcohol on the stove. But if you put a very high alcohol in the oven, bad things will happen.
Yes.
So do not do that.
No.
You can, however, use liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that... it's not that high in alcohol. It's mostly sugar. So yeah, you can cook with that. Yeah. That's okay. These nice soaked cherries, and you want to put them in a mason jar and cover them, you know, for, I don't know, a couple weeks. Should really do it.
And this is a hard, fast rule when soaking things in alcohol. They don't like sunlight. Just keep them away. Keep them in a cupboard.
What happens if you put it in the sunlight?
It diffuses. Well, it gives things a chance to grow that normally wouldn't. And it kind of diffuses the alcohol.
How can anything grow in alcohol?
The sunlight diffuses the alcohol. So it kind of breaks down the alcohol content.
It makes it less alcoholic.
Less alcoholic.
And well, that's a bummer. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
That would be bad. That why even bother, you know? These cherries, once they've been soaked away from sunlight, think of them as little shiny red vampires. They only like the dark. They will burst into flame if you put them in the sunlight. Sunlight is bad. Mm-hmm. And don't mix them with garlic. They don't like garlic either.
Just thinking about doing that.
Yeah, little. See, no, they're vampires. You can't put garlic in your vampire cherries.
That's right.
That's just wrong. You can put these cherries on a roasted ham.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very tasty. You can stuff them along with other fruits into a chicken or a pheasant or a rabbit, in case you've already replaced all of your chickens with rabbit. You can put them on ice cream with a nice whiskey caramel sauce into a nice innocent fruit salad for a kick. Feed it to your kids. I'm just kidding. Don't feed it to your... Eat it yourself.
Over 21.
Save it until after the kids go to sleep and then have some fun with it. Cover the maraschino cherries with your desired spirit and refrigerate, like we said, 2 weeks out of the sun. Fruits. Dried fruit has been dehydrated, which means it's looking for a liquid to soak up.
Exactly.
So they're like little sponges.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put rum into dried pineapples.
Then have pineapple rum cake.
And you can have apple slices. You can put Grand Marnier into dried apricots. You can put flavored vodka into dried cherries or cranberries, the dried little shriveled up ones. They get a little bit plumper. They are now plump, full of your favorite spirit. You know, and people eat them because they're all full of antioxidants and stuff. Antioxidants, my bahookie. These things are best as a garnish. They're not going to make your heart any stronger.
You're not going to eat handfuls of dried cranberries.
No. I would eat handfuls of plump, booze-filled cranberries.
Yes.
You know, that's... Okay, you know, they're a little wet and sticky. We don't care.
We don't care.
We're going to put them on our food regardless. But best as a garnish, if you've never had a spiked cranberry tarragon chicken salad sandwich, you haven't lived. That's your assignment, folks.
Yeah.
Go out, make these things, and make a nice spiked cranberry tarragon chicken salad sandwich. That's lunch. Jelly beans, you were mentioning, soaking jelly beans in vodka. What happens when you do that?
Jelly beans and or gummy bears, if you give them like a 1-to-1 ratio, one cup of jelly substance, one cup of alcohol booze, they'll absorb it. Like a little thicker, they'll absorb it, they'll be a little mushier. But then you have this treat with a kick.
Now, are they sticky and slimy?
No.
So
They absorb it,
they plump up.
They plump up.
And now, then once they absorb it all,
they develop a skin again, just like they normally would. The insides are more moist, but the outside
is still feels the same.
Yeah.
So it's a slightly bigger, plumper gummy bear that feels the same.
Yes.
And is not sticky and slimy.
Now, if you want to try this out, I would go 3/4 to 1. So one cup of gummy bears or jelly beans, 3/4 cup of whatever liqueur you want to.
And it'll soak it all up.
It'll soak it all up.
Take it to the movies.
Yes.
And just give those to your kids. Definitely don't give those to your kids. I mean, you know, my kids have adventurous little palates, but I draw the line at spiked gummy bears.
Yeah. Ribs.
Definitely ribs.
Soaking ribs in rum is great before cooking them. You add your barbecue sauce afterwards. So, again, they don't burn up.
So you can soak them in straight rum.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
You can.
We like to put things in there like pineapple juice and anything really acidic because, as we know, as you should now know, all of you listeners out there, acidic substances tenderize your meat.
Yes.
So the more acids that you can get in there, the better. The rum also tenderizes the meat. So if you have pineapple juice and rum in there, it's going to soak in there. It's going to cook off.
Yes.
So you're just going to get this great, wonderful little warming aftertaste, little pineapple in there. Smother it with whatever your favorite barbecue sauce is. Mm-hmm. You know, if you even want to go that far. I mean, usually I just sort of attack those things. And the barbecue sauce just sort of gets in my way, like a lot of the time.
Sauce while cooking it because it develops a crust on it and keeps the insides moist. And there's more or less cooked off alcohol inside.
Get chars on there. And charred barbecue sauce is really sweet and tasty.
Yes.
It's just really, this is not date food.
No.
No, this is you've been married for 10 years.
Yeah.
Food. And
you know me messy.
Yeah. This is, yeah, you know what a mess we make when we eat and you like it. You can do dense little cake style donut holes. You can soak them in rum. Yeah. Or diluted sugar syrup and rum, because they're like little sponges. And they really soak that up. So if you don't dilute that rum with something, they're going to be so inedible that you'll be cursing me like all afternoon that you went to all this trouble. Go get some little cake-style donut holes from whatever donut shop you can find them at. They're thicker and denser than the regular style, regular doughy donut
not
holes.
Not donuts, but cake donuts.
Cake donuts, make sure. You can also get whole ones. Mm-hmm. And put them in a shallow thing, cover them, put about a half inch of the rum in there, and they'll be like little sponges. They're going to soak that stuff up.
Now, yeah, we've all heard of rum cake, and that's pretty much what they do. They make the cake, they pour the rum on it, they vacuum seal it, and it's good forever.
Yep, good forever. It is now a Twinkie.
It is now, no, Twinkie.
No, it's because people eat the Twinkies. Twinkies don't generally hang around that long. No one can ever tell what their shelf life is because everyone always eats them. Yep. You know, before, no, test, no, 2 weeks, no, where'd they go? No, so we ate all the Twinkies. That happens. But the rum baba cakes is, you know, it's a little Middle Eastern thing. You can get them by the jar in a lot of ethnic shops. But the thing is, you can make them yourselves. You get your little donut holes in there. You put them in a jar, like any jar that you've emptied. And then you put them in there half rum and half sugar syrup, like a simple syrup. You can get that at any bar supply store. Make it yourself. And you try to use a flavored rum.
Yeah.
Like a spiced. Nice spiced rum. Put that in there, and it'll soak those things up. You can serve them with whipped cream, ice cream, caramel sauce, a little fried caramelized banana. Put that on there, especially for date night, with coffee, of course, because, you know, what else are you going to serve with donuts? Fruitcakes. You hate them until you've tried them soaked in real awesome tequila and, you know, sweet syrups. Whatever schmo gives you a fruitcake this year for Christmas, don't scowl at him. Smile, say thank you, and give him a hug, and then give him none of the resultant tipsy fruitcake. Bundt cakes, same thing. Any kind of cake,
yeah,
really, you can definitely do that. But one, a little bit more of a meat, the meat side, because, you know, we're really meat-centric mm-hmm. on this show. Can you do anything with alcohol and bacon?
I haven't. So far, when you get bacon moist, it gets really chewy and gummy. Like even well-cooked, perfectly cooked bacon, once that liqueur is in there or it has alcohol, it kind of meh. Maybe beforehand, you get mixed reviews on bacon-flavored liqueur to bacon-flavored vodkas.
Yeah, we sampled that just last week.
Yeah. By itself, it's a little harsh, but
Wow, you know?
You can make some pretty fun drinks with it, but by itself, it's...
No. God-awful.
But I'm thinking now that we're bringing it up that you could probably soak the bacon in something prior to cooking it. Mm-hmm. And it might hold some of the flavor. But again, good bacon is dry bacon.
Yeah, or if you're roasting it is a good way to cook it. And it's a good way to infuse it with some flavor. So if you've got a nice, like a alcohol sauce, mm-hmm. you know, that you want to put on there, you can brush it on there. You know, like with some rum and some barbecue sauce, maybe a little bit of maple syrup, maybe some molasses. Brush it on top of the bacon before you put it in to the under the broiler. And that should give it a decent flavor because it'll make it nice and crispy.
Yeah, I've never put sauce in my bacon before.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm thinking about that right now because I love maple bacon.
I'm disappointed in you. Can't believe you've never tried that.
Well, I've dipped it in chocolate. I've dipped it with ice cream. I've had it other ways playing with it, but I've never... cooked it with a sauce.
We've wrapped meatloaf with it and then covered that with meatloaf barbecue sauce.
Okay.
And tomato marinara and all kinds of stuff. So you've eaten it with sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, you've eaten the stuff that I've made with sauce. But yeah. Well, you know what? Now you're going to have to do that.
I am. I'm curious. But I'll go get my pomegranate barbecue sauce and put some on the bacon and see what happens.
Ooh, tasty. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, the ABCs of GMOs. We're going to make your grocery shopping a little less stressful with this quick and easy guide to all things genetically modified and label twisted. That's next on Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy. Personalized
and don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine-In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine-In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine-In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online, and they'd bring fresh, hot, gourmet dinners right to your front door every night, and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you, and the food was always different, and suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine In Tonight. Ready-to-eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
That'll tell you the honest, non-FDA-approved list of trick ingredients to watch out for. Eat these at your own risk. That's right now. So here's what people do. They go to the grocery store. They walk around all bewildered, not having any clue as to what they're feeding their families. They have an idea that preservatives and GMOs are bad, and sugar is bad, and MSG is bad, and whole grain is good, and veggies are good, but no one really wants to eat them. So they wind up reading labels for about an hour, and then they leave the store with the same garbage they always get because, simply, the ingredients on the labels are so confusing, and you can't tell the good from the bad because of all the freaking names on them. Everything is chemical in there. Even some real foods are now being called by their chemical names. This is not an accident. This is done to confuse you, so you will not know the difference between the good ones and the bad ones. So you'll buy the food regardless. So we're going to help with that a bit. Here is your GMO primer, the good, the bad, and the modified. Corn. Corn is the consummate bad guy here. Wow. Yeah, because it's, for a long time, it's been getting modified, like, for the longest amount of time. And food companies and farmers feel pretty confident in its modification and what they've done to it. So pretty much all of it has been tampered with, and therefore it's a pretty good bet to generally stay away from anything that has corn in it or anything that lists the word modified.
Yeah.
Modified corn. corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, fructose in general, which comes from corn, corn starch, modified palm oil, and the like. So you see the word corn? That's bad. You see the word modified? Doubly bad. Modified corn, your enemy number one.
Yes.
That's lesson one.
Yeah. And again, keep an eye out because corn is in everything. We have an abundance of corn. That's where...
why people are so mad about the GMOs.
Yeah.
Is because it mostly corn is the bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, corn used to be like the staple of life for the Native Americans and that. Like, it used to be a beautiful product and we just over and over and over did it. Yeah. It's crazy how corn is in everything and it's totally modified. It's the number one GMO product.
It's pretty much impossible to get any corn that isn't modified. And you have no reason to suspect, because I'm sure the product you're looking at buying is a reasonably priced product, that you have no reason to suspect that they use non-modified corn. You just don't. Lesson two, watch out for words that have three syllables or longer, especially those that sound rather nerdy, i.e. tocopherol acetate, a preservative that's bad for you, or sorbitol. Glycerin, which are chemical humectants. Humectant sounds bad.
Yeah.
Calcium chloride or any chloride.
Yeah.
For that matter, chlorides don't go on trees.
No.
Anything hydrolyzed.
Yeah, hydrolyzed is a way of adding hydrogen to them, not water. So that's where
you hear hydro and you think, yeah, because of the Latin use of all these words and all these tricky ingredients. Yeah, I know that's not how that works.
You used hydrogen into it to make it more stable so it has a longer shelf life, but your body has no idea what to do with it and freaks out when it gets in the system.
It's modified.
So it stores it as fat.
It is modified. And enriching something is generally not done with anything that you should typically be swallowing. If you see anything enriched, it was not enriched naturally.
Yes.
It didn't go to extra school, and now it's more enriched. That's not what they're talking about. They're enriching it. They're changing it in ways that your body may not recognize.
Yeah, they're not enriching the soil. They're enriching the final product.
The final product that came out of the soil.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be done when it comes out of the soil. It's not done. They're done with it. It's grown. Now they're going to start screwing with it.
Yep.
Hydrogenated vegetable oil.
Again, hydrogenated. What they did, hydrogenation at this point was to give us a new oil that was healthy for us to get us away from lards and fats. But what they did was they took vegetable oil and turned them into a lard. So now it's just as bad for you.
It's like solid at room temperature.
Yeah, it's solid at room temperature, which is the problem. That's what gets stuck. That's what causes plaque in our bloodstream. That's what causes, what is it called? Cholesterol, bad cholesterol.
That's what kills you.
That's what kills you.
Yeah, that's what clogs your arteries and stuff and needs to be either scraped out or you'll die.
Yeah. Or you go on a cleanse for 3 months, like a vegan, whole food, whatever cleanse, just to get it all out. And then you binge when you're afterwards.
Yeah, what's the point? I mean, people treat their arteries the same way they treat a diet.
Well, yeah. But cholesterol, like if you're fighting it, of course, a veggie diet, a whole organic food diet.
Not a lot of hydrogenated vegetable oil in a veggie diet.
No, there's not a lot of oil. And there is whole organic meats that also help that aren't as... Again,
well, they come from less fatty animals, and those animals were less artificially fatty.
Exactly.
So that stuff's not going to wind up in you.
Yeah.
Beef fat is solid at room temperature.
Yes.
It is therefore bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I don't even like the fatty cuts of meat. I like the lean one, the filet mignon.
Yes.
The leanest part of the cow. It has sometimes some beautiful marbling in there, but it's got minimal amount of fat. So it's tender, it's juicy, it's melting your mouth good. And it's just very, very light in fat.
Yeah,
it has not that many more calories than chicken. And it's healthy for your body to have lean protein. Filet mignon is, as far as I'm concerned, the only lean protein on a cow.
That's accurate.
It's as close as you can get to a lean protein on a cow.
That's true. And again, like we were just talking about before, too, getting grass-fed organic animals.
Can
help you with your diet. It's
not that much more,
no,
folks. I mean, everyone's like, I can't afford organic. You know what? Just eat less meat.
Yeah.
Eat a little less meat and spring for the good stuff.
Exactly.
That's really all you got to do. So hydrogenated vegetable oil, major red flag. Don't eat this stuff. It's the bad fat. When everyone's talking about the bad fat, that's what they're talking about.
That and all meat fat. Yeah. Or all.
Ammonium chloride.
Just say those words. Ammonia.
Ammonium chloride. That's ammonium an easy chloride. One because it sounds really, really awful.
And yeah, you just, that's.
And sulfates.
Sulfates.
Sulfates, no good.
No, that's sodium. Not sodium. That's sulfur.
That sounds sulfates. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, not it's not going to be a sodium. They have sodium sulfate.
Yeah, yeah. That's
which is basically sulfur salt.
Yep.
Or salt
or
sulfur.
Black salt.
It's really nasty stuff. Sulfates are not good for you. People usually know this one. People are generally pretty familiar with the word sulfate. The word sulfate attached to any other word also generally means something bad.
And it's not like they got a pile of salt and a pile of sulfur and mixed them together. It's altered. It's chemically altered.
Chemically
to
changed.
Chemical.
Yep.
It's not two things.
That wonderful natural sea salt we get out of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
All these chemical salts, they do not resemble that salt.
No. Himalayan rock salt?
Oh. Nope. Nope. That's all natural. You can eat that.
Minerals.
So, lesson number three, learn your suffixes.
Suffix.
Itrates, oxides, ogenated, like hydrogenated.
Hydrogenated, yeah.
Udamates.
Udamates, do you know that one?
Udamates. It's like, you know, glutamates, like yeah. Monosodium glutamates. Anything with an udamate on mm-hmm. the end of it is usually bad. Sulfates, as we just discussed, and acetates.
Acetates.
Think of acetone.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to eat it?
No. Wouldn't it burn right through you?
Well, you clean nail polish off with it. It like it takes off the nail polish that like won't be chipped by anything except a diamond. That's what that stuff removes. Think of it as you are eating nail polish remover. Watch for all those suffixes.
Yes.
And again, just skip these tricksters. Corn. Anything modified, especially modified corn or any corn byproduct. Fructose.
Yeah. High fructose, low fructose. Apple fructose, if it says fructose,
it's bad.
It's bad. It's not even a good sugar. Like if it sends your sugar levels skyrocketing, it's bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, so, bad for diabetics.
Yeah, well, everybody, but yeah, especially diabetics.
Monosodium glutamate, otherwise known as MSG.
Which is, they fused the chemical salt and chemical sugar together. So it's not just like eating salt and sugar. It's something completely different that, again, messes you up.
It is a super potent, like, laser powerful salt. It's like comparing a little BB gun to a laser.
Is that the
Salt versus MSG?
Yeah, is that the MSG or the pyrosulfate? Is that what we're talking about earlier too?
There's a there's a pyrophosphate.
Pyrophosphate.
Yeah, pyro, of course, is Latin for fire. Fire.
Fire.
See, you know, our audience just doesn't get that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a Beavis and Butthead reference.
Yes, which is
folks,
was a TV show.
It was a TV show on MTV.
10 years ago?
It wasn't back so far back that it was when MTV was still playing music.
No, because they had cartoons on.
Right, because it just went to just nothing but shows and cartoons at that point. So then they came up with MTV2, which was supposed to be music, and then slowly that started being not music
and
either.
I blame Napster.
I think they're up to MTV15 now. I think on MTV15 they're actually playing songs. No, they're not.
No.
It just doesn't exist anymore. Just, you know what?
People got music for free.
Download stuff.
Yep, that's why MTV was under. Or not under, but stop playing music.
And also, hydrogenated. That's bad. It's not a natural process. Watch out for anything hydrogenated. Anything is enriched, as we discussed. Anything hydrolyzed.
Hydrolyzed.
It's very similar to hydrogenated. Same sort of a process. And anything, of course, with more than 3 syllables or anything that has more than 20 ingredients. There is nothing halfway natural known to man that has 20 ingredients or more in it unless it's a mole. Don't do it.
I'm very proud of myself. I just got the M out.
You know what? I threw a thumbtack at you the last time you did it, and I will do it again. Mole. I did.
Oh, you're teasing me.
I just took it away from you. Yeah, spotlight's not on you anymore.
That's good.
Of course, this generally limits you to either real actual foods and meats or preservative-free stuff or organic stuff, but there's a lot of products that are misleading, like the ones that say made with whole grain. Yeah, right. One grain doesn't count. And the ones that say no trans fats, trust me, there's trans fats in there. They just make sure to add the trans fats and the ingredients that the FDA hasn't made a ruling on yet.
Yep. Think about it this way. If it says it tastes good, it means it tastes bad, and they're trying to get you to try it.
Yep.
If it says it's good for you, it's because you know it's bad for you, and you know they're lying.
And they're trying to lie to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically, no matter what it says, it's a lie. Get smart.
Why else would they tell you if they didn't want to trick you? Why else would they make it a point of telling you if they didn't want to trick you?
This is a good point. Corn, bad. And chemicals, no. Bad food companies. We'd spray you with a squirt gun if we could. You know who does not use anything fake or chemical or trans fatty in their food?
Oh, who's that?
Dine In Tonight. Everything they make is cooked fresh with only healthy ingredients, minimal processing, pretty much nothing pre-made, no preservatives, no MSG, Not even a lot of salt, not even a lot of natural salt, just herbs and spices to bring out the flavors. They make a chorizo stuffed chicken breast with melting Oaxaca cheese that will make you despise going out for Mexican, and a mango chicken chow mein that'll make you never want typical Chinese takeout ever again. Want the no MSG, no preservative way to feed your family delicious gourmet food every day? Call Dine In tonight and they'll bring it right to your door right at dinner time. Sign up for either 3 or 5 nights a week, or just call them at 888-64-MEALS, or sign up on their website, www.dinein2nite.com, where your fresh gourmet dinners are always just $10 per meal. It is the biggest thing since edible bread bowls. If you haven't checked out their online menu calendar, then do it now. I'll wait. See what you've been missing. DineInTonight.com. And folks, to help you out, we're going to put our little GMO cheat sheet up on our website just in case you didn't write all that stuff down or some of the words were a little bit too long and complicated for you. So don't worry about that. Coming up next, we'll be reviewing a world-famous restaurant. They're huge. They're all over, and for some reason, they're world-famous. We don't know why. Right after this on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz, and on to the review. They're big, they're beachside, they're world famous. That's their name. World famous is their name. And that's clever calling themselves that because they get to tell everyone that they're world famous. That's almost like me naming my show the best food show ever, except that we actually are. That's like these guys saying that they're the premier beachside restaurant just because they're closest to the water. And they do that too. So, they're big. noisy. On the water, they have a bar. Honestly, I couldn't think of a good reason not to go here, and they invited me, so there you go. Actually, the view is quite lovely. It almost takes your mind off the fact that your shoes stick to the floor. They have a decent menu, featuring an imaginative brunch selection of Benedicts, something I'm always fond of, and spicy Bloody Mary to boot, so win-win. You get all types of customers here, from a family enjoying a little celebratory sit-down with shirts that button all the way up to the top, to hungover surfers with their pants all the way down, muddling through their glory days of getting dressed in the dark in three-day-old clothes that smell like someone microwaved a tumor. World Famous has scrapples and omelets and hash. Oh my. If you're in the mood for lunch, they'll serve you that at the same time, and they have fresh and zesty shrimp and crab martini that's pretty hard to mess up. The lunchy item that I really hoped I would have room to try was the nut-crusted brie. But, alas, I had too many Marys, and, folks, sometimes that takes precedence over a deep-fried brie. I know, you never thought you'd hear me say it. World Famous? Maybe Bus Stop Adjacent is a better name. But at least I only had to return breakfast once, and when the waitress dumped a drink, it mostly only got on my shoes. So I'd give this place a 6. An ocean view, that pretty, normally gets you a 5 already. Good thing they whip their own hollandaise, and that's not a euphemism. You can like these guys on Facebook or be ambivalent about them in real life. You pick. You can see photos of our recent Surf's Up Dude dining distraction on our website at foodfightradio.com. I was going to also put up a picture of the guests at the other table that cost me my appetite for fried cheese, but I just couldn't bear to do that to you folks, my friends, who could never moon me by accident. I love you guys. Sniff.
And now for your moment of clarification.
And while we're on the subject of things that authorities have tried to convince us is to be good for us, how about those red light cameras? Ever missed one by the equivalent speed of a fly blinking its eye? Or see that flash when some poor sap was sure he'd make that yellow? That flash goes off and your whole weekend is ruined, isn't it? You can look forward to a $500 ticket in the mail and you get so pissed that you cut off all the other drivers on your way home, maybe even butterfly affecting your way into another ticket. With my luck, I'll hit a police horse while texting my family about the stupid cameras. You see how dangerous these things are? And talk about something stacked in someone else's favor. It's kind of like the cigarette tax. If the government was really trying to protect us, they might pass a law or something. Instead, they pay for their own salaries and interests through this protection. You know there's another organization that does things this way. It's called the mob. Yes, I said it. The government, whose salaries you pay for, is nothing more than an organized, legalized shakedown. Because adding a split second to that yellow light or not making the other light green for a moment doesn't pay Guido his extortion money. And these things don't prevent accidents. Are you kidding me? They create them. Think about what's going on in your mind when you approach one of these things. You know that if you don't ramp it up to lightning speed, that camera is going to get you, where you otherwise would have coasted through at a speed at which it is still possible to avoid a crash. You don't want a ticket, and you also don't want to wait another 10 minutes, so you fly through. That's 100 times more dangerous than just having normal lights and no cameras. And that malarkey about getting the same fine for failing to come to a complete stop before making a legal right turn as you get for streaking through and changing lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding? That's bull. You're not going to hurt anything but a jaywalking beetle, and you get the same $500 fine as the guy who mows down a bevy of nuns. What's the thinking here? I'll tell you what the thinking is. It's that our state isn't making enough money ever since Schmucko the Governator outlawed duck liver. More on that next month during our March Against Arnold. Actually, it's just me and Marcus walking down the street swearing, but it's a start. So wait, you don't think this is related to food? You don't think the racket at the FDA endorses things that aren't good for you? Can you say McDonald's all white meat and petroleum nuggets? Over 50 billion sold, and only 200 years before the resultant global infertility. I'm calling it the crappy meal effect. Who's with me? Tune in next week for, back by popular demand, Meat-Wrapped Meats, the final installment of a two-part series titled Why Veganism is Silly. Also, Canadian-inspired recipes. Not everything is maple-flavored. Okay, there's a decent amount of maple, but it's still going to be fun. And we're actually going to go ahead and eat the blood sausage, meant to last a week, but you know, when we're talking about blood, things just tend to come up. All next week on your favorite food show. This is food rebel Claire Katz reminding you that once you cut the head off the serpent, then you can eat it.
Have you heard the news? Bad things come in twos. But I never knew about the little things. Every single day, things get in my way. Someone has to pay for the little things.